Okay, I can't stop now. Won't stop, last time I checked. I'm 10 toes down, run it up and then invest. I'm looking in the mirror, really him, beating on my chest. Then look at my agenda like, what's next? Getting off, I'm doing my thing.
What's next?
Put on for my family and my team.
What's next?
Cash out, I'm pulling up clean.
What's next?
After that, I'll press and repeat.
What's next?
When I was a kid, even then knew I was good.
Man, what's up, what's up? We are back. You're listening to The Lunch Break. Man, we live at the American Family Insurance Studio, 3rd Street Market Hall. We just had an amazing interview, y'all. I hope y'all caught it. If not, it's on YouTube. Y'all could play it back. We were talking about Paul Takes, T-A-C-K-E-S. I can't. He said how you want. I let people. He goes by Mr. Paul. He's the dean of students at Greater. Let me read this right before I tell y'all to go somewhere else now. Because Greater Holy Temple. He's the dean of students, and he has a amazing story, man. Like, listening to him tell his story and talk about where he come, very powerful. Where he came from, where he may have stumbled, right? Like most people do, and how he got back on his feet, and now he's giving back to the youth and pouring into the youth in ways that he wished somebody would have poured into him. He had an amazing family, but he was like, you know, I was still lost. And, you know, sometimes you just need mentorship, even when you have a two-parent household, even when you have parents that care, not always they can give you what you need, you know? And that's why people say school and work sometimes can feel like a home away from home. Those are the people, that's like the family that you know, you got to go to every day.
Because sometimes you end up spending more time with the people that you work with than your actual family.
Facts. So knowing that these students have him there, somebody that genuinely cares, somebody that loves what they do, somebody that is pouring into those students, that's important in so many ways. You know what I mean? Like, and even at school, he said how he didn't really have a favorite teacher. I bet he everybody favorite teacher. He said everybody getting hugs and high fives and he pulling up on people. I'm like, man, I never had a teacher like that. I remember one of my teachers taught me how to skip school. Real story. So, you know, having teachers actually talk to you or point you in the right direction, right? Or see where you going and knowing how to redirect you, right? In the right, you know what I'm saying, the right path. That's something a lot of us need out here. And it's just good to hear that we got people in our community that actually care about these students, that actually are putting they time and they effort and they love into these kids, and they're pouring into them the way they need to be poured into. Because a lot of times we forget that some of these people care about these kids. They care about our kids. I was talking to my cousin the other day, and she was a teacher. Now she does substitute teaching, and she said she would cry all the time because she cared too much. You know, so, man, it's just good to speak to people in our community that actually cares about the kids, because too often we see how little people care about our kids, right? But moving on, cousins. We got to talk about something that happened right here in Milwaukee. Oh, yeah. So the garage on Brady Street has officially found itself in the middle of some serious backlash. I don't know if y'all seen it, because when I saw this story, I was like, hold on now, ain't no way. I thought it was AI. I thought it was a joke at first, and I went about my day. And after doing a little digging yesterday, I realized, no, this happened. They went viral. This post that went viral made its way on the Shade Room, one of the biggest platforms on
Instagram. Like the main page?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, okay, it's everywhere. Milwaukee everywhere, but jeez, where they both to be.
Always for the wrong reason. Always for the
wrong
reason.
Man, we everywhere.
I saw Complex posted us the other day, too.
Everywhere, man.
Just because of the two rap, like, RIP, but, like,
we doing other stuff, too. But we made our way all over the internet, and it's because The Garage, which is on Brady, is a very popular bar. Me and my nieces frequent that bar. We liked it over there. We love The Garage, but I don't know if they love us after seeing this. So it showed a picture of a no playlist for the DJs at the bar. So the businesses have every right to decide what kind of atmosphere they want. If they want a top 40 type of vibe, an R&B lounge, or they want to be a country bar, they can do whatever they want to do. That ain't the issue. All right? So
it's the way you go about it.
It's the way you go about it. They had a list, y'all. All right? It was a very long list, but it was specific artists on that list, and it started circulating online.
The list was also laminated, and, like, it was in the DJ booth. So
it was there.
It was texted in like a group chat of all of the DJs and a manager. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it was laminated and put in the DJ booth.
Once you put some lemonade on something, I feel like that's official. That sounds pretty official to me. It sounds like we can't laminate or print nothing up in this Truth Studio if it ain't go through management, all types of stuff. So y'all tell it. Listen, we gonna get into this. But let's talk about... First, let's talk about the names that were on this list, all right? So it featured names like Travis Scott, Lil Wayne, Pusha T, Playboi Carti, Future, Lil Baby, Migos, Don Toliver, 2 Chainz. They even had Dolph on there. What Dolph do? Rest in peace, Flipper. Man, Zach, can we play the video?
Yep.
I think it's a good time to play the video. We're going to play the news report because the news got a hold of it, too. It was everywhere.
Accusations that they banned rap artists. Overnight, the owners of the Hi-Hat Lounge and the Garage on Brady Street posted a statement on their social media pages reading in part, quote, "We are very upset to learn of this situation." The statement goes on to say the intention was to eliminate music with lyrics that referenced violence or guns and create a more relaxed vibe at the establishment, but a list of artists was certainly the wrong approach, end quote. Last night, before the statement was posted, we talked with a local DJ about how something like this could happen.
I don't think The Garage is unique in this position, unfortunately. This is kind of a common occurrence, right? People, it's a fight that's always, we want popular music because that brings in the cool kids. The cool kids want the popular, what's new. I think the problem that a lot of owners have is recognizing that what they view as cool isn't what is cool nowadays.
The post says the list was made without the owner's approval. It also says the bar has spoken to the employee who issued the list and stressed why it was not acceptable.
Well, the owner expressed that it was not acceptable. Like, he ain't know it was up there. Like I said, it was laminated. Well, like Zach told us, it was laminated. It was behind the booth. It was texted out. You telling me? No, but they ain't know this was happening. Sounds like they throwing a rock and hiding a hand, if you ask me. That's what it sound like. So, again... The list of rappers that was on that list, they had Travis Scott, Lil Wayne, Pusha T, Playboi Carti, Future, Lil Baby, Migos, Don Toliver, and 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, 4 bracelets. You hear me? They and then at the very bottom of that list, am I right, Zach? They said no Milwaukee rap.
Yeah, so the... From the screenshot that I have, the list goes Kodak Black, 42 Doug, Chief Keef, King Vong, NBA Youngboy, Lil Durk, G Herbo, ETSG, Future Young Thug, 21 Savage, City Girls, Tyga, Glorilla, Lotto, Lil Baby, Gunna, Playboi Carti, Migos, Offset, Quavo, 2 Chainz, Gucci Mane, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi Vert, Moneybagg Yo, Key Glock, Young Dolph, Playboi Carti again, and then, yes, in all caps and in bold letters, no Milwaukee rap.
That is wild. And you know, I didn't notice they put City Girls, but what if I want to play JT? Or what if I want to play Spin That?
Nope, that spin counts.
That don't count.
It's going to count.
City Girls is two of the girls.
It's going to count. And then in the text message that was in the group chat, it says, "Hi, everyone. Effective immediately, we can no longer play these artists. That includes remixes. I will also have this posted in the booth as well. This is coming from ownership."
Look.
Crazy. Failure to comply ownership will result in a loss of gigs. If you have any questions, please reach out directly. That's crazy, because didn't that news article just say management didn't approve it?
Exactly.
Ownership didn't approve it?
Mm-hmm.
But this is This is coming from ownership. Interesting.
Talk, Zach. Talk to him.
Interesting. Make it make sense.
And it was laminated. Like I said, it's rules and regulations that go into running a business. I'm telling y'all, I can't print nothing up in here if management don't get their eyes on what I'm over here printing. And you tell me it was laminated and pent behind the DJ booth and it was texted out. You telling me there was a group chat and management did not know, the ownership did not know this was happening? They know what's going on. These people ain't crazy.
So I saw this list for the first time like 2 weeks ago maybe on my friend's story, and I replied to it. I was like, is this real? Because he posted the laminated version because he was there. And he was like, he just posted it. He's like, this is kind of crazy. And I'm like, is this real? Like, this can't be real. And he was like, yep, it's real. It's in the booth. And sure enough, I haven't stepped foot in that place since. And it's like, bro, what are we doing?
What are we doing? That's a good question. A good question. Because no Milwaukee rap, not one Milwaukee rapper, not certain songs, not explicit Milwaukee rap, just no Milwaukee rap.
Crazy, because I kind of just played Milwaukee rap coming back.
Come on now.
Yeah, can't stop now, won't stop. Last time I checked, I'm 10 toes down. Run it up and then invest. I'm looking in the mirror, really him, beating on my chest. Then look at my agenda like, what's next? Getting off, I'm doing my thing. What's next?
We gonna play it here.
Put on for my family and my team.
We gonna play it here.
Cash out, I'm putting up clean.
Listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to get deeper into this. We're going to talk about it, y'all. And I want to hear from y'all. I want to know what y'all think about the garage saying they don't want to hear no Milwaukee rap. And they have that long list of rappers that they don't want to hear up in there. That's the garage on Brady. I want to hear it. I want to hear from y'all. I want to know if y'all think that they can do something like that. I mean, they can because they did. But do y'all think y'all understand why they would do something like that? Do y'all think it was racism? Do you think they just sick of hearing that? They turn that ruckus off. I don't know, but we're going to be back. You listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We are live in studio, 3rd Street Market Hall. Give us a call, 833-212-1017. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
Put on for my family and my team. What's next? Cash out, I'm pulling up clean. What's next? After that, I rinse and repeat. What's next?
Don't go anywhere.
Big Frank, go ahead, baby, put some player in it. Big Frank, go ahead, baby, put some player in it. Big Frank, go ahead, baby, put some player in it. Yeah. Treat it like a stack, so I have to carry it.
This is real.
I'm in soul, baby.
Where we on?
We are back. Oh. 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to The Lunch Break. Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. I'm holding it down. No, I'm in charge. All right? It's me, maybe Shannon. Make sure you join the conversation. We asked the question, is it racist that basically they had a list hanging up in the garage DJ booth and they sent it out to the DJs and said, we don't want to hear this type of music, basically. A long list, including some of the most popular rappers right now. And at the bottom of that list, it said, no Milwaukee rap. Bold. They wasn't playing. So we want to know what y'all think. Do we think that it is racist? Like, or is it driven, I guess, by racism? I guess that's the question that we ask him. Right? Because inherently, I feel like when people start doing stuff like that, they are hinting at other things. But we're going to keep going. I'm gonna keep breaking this down, all right? Cousins, you already know that this hits differently because if you're in Milwaukee, right, and you are operating a business, you are benefiting from Milwaukee customers, Milwaukee culture, Milwaukee nightlife, and Milwaukee's dollars. So that screenshot that circulated that was reportedly sent to the DJs working in the garage, it also listed those artists and it said no remixes, like Zach said. It warned if they didn't follow this rule, they can lose gigs. So basically, you're threatening to fire DJs if they try to play it. And you telling me, you know what? Look, like I said, the most important part of this message is that it said this is coming from ownership, right? So remember that sentence. Like I said, in the news report, it sounds like, well, we ain't know nothing about it. What? Who did that?
Really?
Exactly. They're trying to play in our faces. They didn't know it would get out. They didn't know it would get this big, and they thought they can get away with something like that. That's why now they're trying to walk it back, but you can't walk it back. Too late. We know what y'all want, and it ain't us. And that's all right. We'll find somewhere else to go. But after the backlash exploded online, the Garage released a statement that ownership was upset after learning about this list and that an employee issued it and the list was not approved by ownership, even though it said this is coming from ownership. And then didn't they, like I said, they also mentioned, well, we didn't approve the list, but we kind of don't want to hear it. So you know dang well you approved that list. You pretty much confirmed you approved it. Because didn't the original message allegedly tell DJs this is coming from ownership? But now they're saying we didn't approve the list. So either the employee falsely told the DJs ownership ordered it, somebody in ownership knew something about this policy, or there was just a massive breakdown in communication. Either way, whatever happened, somebody got some explaining to do. Then I saw a post from Max. I think he's a bar owner in Green Bay, right, Zach? Zach told me he was a bar owner, right? I got it confused. I thought it was day owner. Then I was like, oh, yeah, F them. But that's neither here nor there. He's a bar owner in Wisconsin somewhere. Ain't nobody going to that bar. And he said there's nothing wrong with some rap, and he complained that the DJ pool was playing too much post-COVID dog water hip-hop rap and passing up other, exactly, passing up other good music. He said that venues will pay top dollar for DJs with broader genre knowledge, and then said he wants some heart and soul, not people rolling around on my floor twerking. Who doing that in Green Bay? I ain't never partied in Green Bay, I don't think. I don't know. Zach, is Green Bay even one of those places where people rolling around on the floor twerking?
It depends if the Packers win or not.
Exactly. y'all nightlife depend on what the Packers got going on. Hush. Goodness. Saying stuff like that. And then dog water. What does that even mean? Sounds almost like watermelon felon. Sounds like a creative slur. Gotta look it up. I gotta brush up on my creative slurs. They be getting too creative for me. I can't keep up. He also said, like I said, people will pay top dollar with broader genre knowledge. But I also agree with a guy in the clip that said what they think is cool, like some of these owners think is cool, just ain't cool no more. Talking about some, you want some heart and soul. What you trying to hear? What you want to play? So that made me side-eye, and it just makes me think about that time, right?
It's just, I mean, I don't mean to cut you off but like a lot of these people on this list are still headline performers. Like
exactly.
they are headlining these festivals year in and year out. There was a more on that list that I forgot. There's Don Tolliver, Lil TJ, A Boogie with a Hoodie, Roddy Ricch, Metro Boomin. But like Don Tolliver was literally just the headliner at Summerfest of this year. We can't play his music.
Nobody
three blocks
to hear.
Away from where, I mean, it's more than three blocks, but
close.
We can't play his music where he just, like, what?
Yeah.
Do these people not realize that half of the requests that we get as DJs at these bars where college students go to, half of them are requesting these artists like Don Tolliver.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like
they want
Lotto.
To hear the new stuff.
Like City Girls.
Like, what do they want? I'm really confused. And, like, these bars aren't in places where it's, like, an older crowd either. So, of course, you're going to get people in there that want the new stuff. That's what they want. These are college-age kids, you know, early 30s most of the time. Like, you're going to get people that want to vibe out to the new stuff. Right? And I guess I'm not trying to reduce this to, oh, the owner just hates rap. You know, that ain't exactly what he said. You know, he trying to, I guess, create a different vibe. I don't know. But when your establishment is already catching heat over a no rap list, and then you denying your knowledge about this, it just seems weird to me. And I think the explanation was weird too. And like I said, it also reminds me of a time, Zach. I know you a young buck. I don't know if you remember back in the day.
I sure don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. Remember, well, look, you don't
see,
remember.
What? No, I don't.
Like, I don't remember. Listen, back when 720 didn't even have, like, they would have, like, these crazy rules, like, no Jordans, no visible tattoos, no hats, like, anything, like, no dreads, no corn, like, stuff like that. Love 720 down, but I remember there was a time downtown bars used to do stuff like this, and that's what it feels like they are trying to get back to. They're going to start with the music, then they're going to be like, no white tees, no saggy jeans, no Jordan, whatever shoe they think is popular to us, no Nikes. It get real technical over there. So that's what it's giving. It's giving we are going backwards, you know? And even when I heard about, like, the only thing I could think is, like, maybe they feel like, oh, well, this is the music that makes people want to fight. This is the music that's causing the issues. Even if that was the explanation, I don't know. But I can tell you, I done seen people throw hands to a lot of different music.
I saw somebody post on Facebook yesterday. They were like, I remember I think they said they were DJing at 720. They were like, I was DJing at 720 playing Halo by Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
And there was a fight. It's clearly
come on
not.
Now. It ain't the music.
And Tony texted us at 833-212-1017. He said, no, it's not racist. Not every black person listens to rap music. We need to stop acting like these businesses depending on the black dollar. And then he also said it's a reason why they have rules in a place. Too much ignorant people have been coming in, disrupting the peace while everybody is trying to have a good time.
Interesting.
Nobody is really saying anything about rap music. It's about the people that they had on the list. Mm-hmm. All of those people had something in common on that list. And more than one thing in common. Yeah, they were all black or all rappers, mm-hmm. but they were all black as well.
Exactly.
So, and to go and say no remixes, you clearly don't understand how DJs work. We can make remixes. We can do edits. We can have a different beat under the instrumental or the vocals. So now you're hindering our creativity. Our creativity. Like,
yeah.
It's so,
it's like, what do
y'all
expect
so,
us to do? And, like, they, like, I do know, like, the pressure they put on DJs to bring out a crowd these days. Like, they want more than just a DJ these days, too. They looking at
you
like,
to be the promoter.
Yes. They want you to be the promoter. They looking at you when the crowd ain't rocking to the music. What do you want me to play when you put on this band list all of the black artists that most young people are listening to right now? Right? And then they said they just didn't want to hear music about violence and all this and that. They brought that up.
They don't want music to promote guns and violence
Man,
or whatever.
And if the concern really is lyrical content, why were the artists banned instead of certain songs? Because we've got artists on that list that has hundreds and hundreds of songs
that don't promote that stuff.
Exactly. So why isn't it specific songs? Why was it just these artists? But we're gonna get deeper into it right when we come back from break. Miss Charlotte, we're gonna talk to you right after break. Please hold. Don't go anywhere. We want to hear from you. If you guys have questions, comments, concerns, call us 833-212-1017. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Out. Mac 90 with a 50, put it down. Ain't no scary around here, but it's for real. Catch you lacking, ain't no plan, we gon' need to hear it. I done shot it out with the best, but I'm still standing. Bullets ripping through that vest, sick and I say you fell off, bounce back. I was not playing. The plugger throw me with whatever.
What's up, y'all? You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. We got some callers on the line. Right now, we are talking about the list that popped up in the garage. That's a bar downtown that had a long, long list of hip-hop artists, African-American ones. A lot of them super popular. We want to hear from y'all. 833-212-1017. We're trying to get to the bottom of why it made so many people uncomfortable. Wondering if it might be a little bit of racist in that, you know? But we're going to go to our first caller, Miss Charlotte. You are on the line. What you thinking?
First of all, you need to teach your constituents that private is private. And you have a choice not to spend your discretionary income there. Yeah. And number two, who wants to go to a place where there's always chaos? And we have to admit, young black people have been creating chaos in areas on Brady Street. And so a business decides, I don't want chaos. I think the message should be to tell people to behave. Mm. Because their insurance, you know what happens? When there's many fights at different bars and stuff, the city will take their license. If they think the chaos started from their establishment, it's not a racial thing; it's a behavior thing. Mm. Why aren't we encouraging our people to behave? Nobody wants chaos.
That's understandable.
And you have a good voice. So people listen to you. And before we go jump to racist stuff, let's think about how we behave. Mm. Who wants somebody in front of their establishment fighting? Or scaring away other patrons. We got a behavioral problem in the black community. We really do. And we need to acknowledge that.
That's understandable. Thank you. Thank you for your call, Miss Charlotte. We have another caller on the line as well. We're going to get to the next caller. Edward, you live on the lunch break. How we doing, Edward?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. I'm piggybacking off of what the previous caller said. Mm-hmm. I frequent Brady Street and Water Street. I frequent them. And I have noticed, I am African-American male, young. I have noticed that when they do play that type of music, it do attract a younger crowd. They come in, as she said, destroy, fight, tear up. We just had a backpack giveaway on Fond du Lac just recently. And you see people... don't even know how to act there. They brought fighting. They had a gun there. They had kids running. It was all over Facebook and everything.
Wow.
I believe, in my opinion, from me, because I frequent all around Milwaukee, that it is based upon what you play. It will bring out the wrong crowd. And these businesses, I agree with them. You know, that's their livelihood. That's how they make their income. They were making money before black people were coming down there or before they were playing this rap music. The garage was playing all kind of music. It wasn't just black, but when they start playing it, you start seeing it. It's incidents occurring all along Brady Street, incidents occurring all along Water Street. And these businesses are trying to figure out ways to keep the ignorant people, for lack of a better word, from coming down there. So, no, in my opinion, I don't think it's racist. Because if you had a business, a bar, or a club, and you playing this type of music, and you know what crowd it's going to bring in. Mm-hmm. You bring that crowd in, and at 2, 3 in the morning when the bar closed, and now they fighting. Or when the club closed, and now they fighting and shooting all outside. I mean, you're going to rethink your strategy, like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to cut this out. I'd rather have this. They'll take a loss. I'd rather have this type of crowd come in than that type of crowd.
Right.
To save my business. So that's my opinion on the matter. And I actually frequent all up and down there.
Okay.
And I see when you have a younger crowd playing that type of music, especially Big Frank, those people, Lil Wayne, all of they're going to bring out the younger crowd. The younger crowd want to hear up-to-date, like you said, current music.
Yeah.
But in certain instances, at some point, a business has to draw the line and protect their revenue, protect them.
understand.
But that's my opinion.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Make sure you continue listening. We're going to respond. Man. So, it sounds to me like a lot of people think it's a behavioral issue and they are trying to get ahead of it. But a lot of the issues that are happening on Brady, from what I've seen, are happening outside the bars. It's from kids that aren't even bar age, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of them are just hanging out down there creating chaos. And then I do understand that it is a DJ's job, right, to kind of set the mood, set the tone. So I think there was a better way to word it. There was a better way to go about this situation. I know Zach even shared with me something as simple as, Zach, do you want to tell me what you would have did? Because I remember off air you told me. Do you want to share with the people?
Yeah. Y'all got the wrong people managing these situations. If you're a manager and you have to pass down a message from the owners about, like, music that's being played or just anything about the venue, that's your time to be like, all right, I got to go in my professional bag. I got to go in my PR bag. And you say, hey, DJs, we want to make sure we're keeping all of our patrons happy. So going forward, we want to refrain from music promoting guns and violence. We understand this may include music by popular or local artists. However, we ask that our DJs create a safe, high-energy atmosphere for everyone. If we feel that any DJ has not adhered to this, you will not be scheduled. Simple as that. You don't print a list, laminate it, and put it in the damn DJ booth where the public can see it.
Exactly.
And then get mad when a Milwaukee artist posts it on TikTok and it goes viral.
Come on now. Like, how do you think, what taste do you think that would put in a person's mouth? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people will say, oh, well, not all Black people listen to hip hop, which is true. I listen to a wide array of things. I love me a little country. I love me a little Fall Out Boy. I know they album start to finish, most of them. I love to mix it up a little bit, but I don't want to hear elevator music all day while I'm out. And then if I saw something like that, I would feel like naturally like you were trying to target me because I'm Black and I see every name on that list is a hip hop artist that is also Black. I feel a way. I'm not saying that's all I want to hear and that's all I listen to, but there's a way you go about things. I'm just saying. It sounds like we got a Robert on the line, a caller. Robert, what you feeling like?
Hey, how's it going? Love listening to you guys. I feel like this. I'm an old head, but I know how we used to party back in the day. But the responsibility of the owners in private, just like you would have a corporate meeting in private amongst your staff, they could have went to the DJ and say, hey, you know what, when you got a little out of hand, change the mode.
Exactly.
It's as simple and easy as that. But to put out a list like that, that's something that was in the back of their mind anyway. And they were loving the money.
Yep.
It's about the money, too. They were loving the money, but then there were probably a couple of constituents, not of our shade, that probably said, man, that's all you guys are playing, and now we got all these Black people down here. Well, the color of money is green. They didn't see that until they had probably a couple of conversations where they were like, oh, just like with the food trucks. The food trucks didn't bring the fight.
Come on now.
It's the same situation, but we have to stop being privy to letting people blame us for everything. Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Got some bad apples in the bunch, but you know what you do? The ones that are bad, then you find a reasonable way to get rid of them. That's all you have to do, but don't collectively say, oh, well, all in Black music and it's going to bring the Black crowd. Well, then that is stereotyping. Because my mother and father taught me how to act, so you can't say, put that on a whole culture because of a couple of bad apples. You know what? You change the mode, and it's the DJ responsibility. I used to DJ in Chicago. When I see things starting to get a little out of hand, I switch over and like, hey, grab your girl. Play some Isley Brothers. I've changed the mood, but you don't put up a list and say, We're gonna ban all Black music. Well, they'll turn it to a damn country bar. Anyway,
right.
Thank you guys.
Man.
Love listening to you, and I love your perspective, girl. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you, cousin. That was Cousin Robert, y'all. You know everybody that call in, they are cousins. You know, not all of us same thing or see eye to eye or have the same perspectives, but...
But we still family.
But we still family. And Robert, specifically, I feel like his perspective was much like mine. All I'm saying was when you start making a list that feels very targeted, it would be insane for you to not think that they are talking about you and your blackness. That's what they talking about. They just know they can't specifically say no blacks. They can't say that. So they're going to do things like that. Like I said not long ago, a lot of those bars on Brady Street, a lot of those bars on Water, it was very specific to what black people were doing, what black people were wearing. I probably wasn't dressing like that, but I knew what they were saying. I could read between the lines.
No Timberlands.
No Timberlands.
No chains.
Come on now.
No tinted glasses.
Let's do it.
No hats.
Come on.
No bandanas.
Next thing, he's going to be like, no lace front wigs. Like, what's that got to do with it? No. Come on, man. Then I ain't taking myself down there at all. But like Robert was saying, it is the DJ's job to curate the ambiance. You know what I'm saying? And if you wanted music to not escalate situations, there is a way to go about it. Like Brother Z said, there's a way that you can say, hey, if the crowd's starting to seem a little rowdy, a little agitated, if arguments are happening, if people are doing a little too much, let's change the vibe. You're a DJ. You know how to do that. Like he said, we ain't going to play no Osley Brothers, Robert. But what we going to play? It start getting too rowdy, Brother Z. What we going to play?
Play some Kehlani Foldy.
Some. You can slow it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know how to do that. We going to continue this right after the break. We got to go on break. Pay a bill or two. Look over a menu. We'll be right back after
this. Don't do that.
We are back. We are back, y'all. We are back, cousins. How y'all feeling today? We are on our way to wrap up another dope episode of The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. But before we get into our last segment, we still talking about these Milwaukee bars. But before we do that, I want to tell y'all what's on the menu. Looking for a school where scholars thrive? Teachers believe in excellence is the expectation. Milwaukee College Prep is still enrolling scholars in grades K through 8 for the upcoming school year. With 4 high-performing campuses, award-winning educators, and a proven track record of academic success, MCP is helping more than 2,000 Milwaukee scholars build brighter futures every day. Don't wait. Limited seats are available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com or call 414-264-6000. Milwaukee College Prep, excellence by design. Futures without limits. We back. And we are talking about the list that management from the garage posted in their DJ booth. We're talking about the names that were on the list of Do Not Play, which included No Milwaukee Rap. I guess if you, what is it called? What's that genre of music? Something grass?
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass. You a bluegrass music maker, they gonna play you in there. Not Milwaukee Rap, though. Not the scene that actually is putting Milwaukee on the map. That is being acknowledged across the states. Not that, though. Bluegrass, y'all got a chance. So, we had a few callers call in, and they explained how people be down there acting a fool, and maybe they just figure, let's start here. But like I said, my complaint is how they went about it and how it feels very targeted. We also talked about how, no, not every black person listens to hip hop. You're right. But when they start doing stuff like that, you know what they're trying to hint at. We talked about the history of downtown and all those places doing stuff like this. And a lot of times that's where it starts. And then how they talked about, well, we don't want, you know, we don't want the music with this type of content in it. Which, okay, cool. But hip-hop ain't the only music that got that type of stuff in it.
That part.
Come on now. I listen to the other stuff, and I think that's where us as a community, we do need to be in other people's business. Because we love to highlight what we doing wrong. We love to talk stuff, or, well, they just don't want this. But then it's like, hold on now. That's not how you get to the bottom of a problem. We discussed other ways to kind of, is it called negate? Navigate? Or is it negate?
I guess, yeah, negate.
Negate these things. We talked about other ways to do it. Cousin Robert called, and I loved his perspective. He said he used to be a DJ in Chicago. And if people start doing too much, you slow it down. You change the vibe. The DJs really are the curator of the atmosphere. So I understand asking them, maybe slow it down or maybe limit yourselves to this much, because better wording would have been, we aren't a hip-hop club or bar. You know what I'm saying? We like to do the top 40. But if you feel like the crowd is getting a little too amped up, it's okay to shred away. A meeting would have been okay in a situation like that. Not a list behind the bar saying no Milwaukee music. Rap music, to be specific. Come on now. There's other ways to go about these situations. And like I said, there's songs about violence in rock. There's violence in country. There's songs about drugs, killing, fighting, guns across many genres. It ain't just us. And I ain't gonna let nobody tell us it's just us. I understand sometimes we get the youngins down there and they get to acting a fool and doing the most. But anybody that knows us knows it's not just us. Maybe you don't know enough black people from Milwaukee if you feel like it's just us. And I do understand trying to figure out a solution, but that ain't the way to go about it either. So is it blatant racism? Probably not. But having the public, that being in public view, I feel like it definitely sends a signal. Sounds like we got a caller on the line. Am I right, Brother Z? Eastside Corey on the line. How you feeling, Eastside Corey?
I was feeling pretty beautiful. It's a gorgeous day, but we lost Dolly Parton today.
No.
I know.
Oh, yeah, it's all over my TV.
Oh, my goodness, I just looked over.
Yeah, country music.
No, I love
it. I just heard a story yesterday, a story that she was giving 1,000 families yesterday some of her fortune, some of her money.
Oh, my goodness.
To help them, whatever they needed. She was giving them thousands of dollars. She had two different kinds of cancers, but she looked good and she was in her right mind. But another icon is gone, yo.
And
she wrote
sad.
That song, I Will Always Love You, by Whitney Houston. She wrote that.
Wow, so, she was music, definitely an icon.
But she wrote some beautiful music, man, and it crossed over. You see what I'm saying?
You're
talking about music. It's our saving grace, okay? It brings us together. Let's all mourn together. Come together. Okay. I love your topic today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I love your voice, and you make a lot of sense, girl. I really like your show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me that news. I just looked over at the TV in here, and I see it live on CNN.
Yeah.
Jeez.
God
rest
bless her.
Peace.
God bless all her family. And I'm going to get emotional.
Oh, don't get emotional. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, she was a special lady, you know.
She was.
She always had a great smile, great sense of humor. She didn't mind joking about her body and her looks.
Yep.
That she liked to be a drag queen, you know.
Yep. That's what I loved most about her. She didn't let nobody punch her down. She said, listen, I am who I am, and I like what I like. Man, rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Thank you for calling us, Eastside Corey. Thank you so much.
It's great. But, Mr. Producer, right away.
Man, that was crazy. I can't believe we lost Dolly Parton. And like he said, music is meant to bring us together. We can all find a common ground in music. makes us move a little bit. Dolly Parton had a song with Beyonce, didn't she?
Yep, she sure did.
Come on now. Like I said, I listen to a lot of different genres. I love me some Dolly Parton. That's my girl right there. Jolene had her messed up. All right.
Damn, Jolene.
I'm going to go find Jolene. I got some words to say. Now I got to get it back for Dolly. But, man, to wrap up this episode, all we're saying is there's certain ways you got to go about things. There's certain ways to go about things. And like Eastside Corey said, music brings us together. It shouldn't be a way to me, that looked like a dog whistle, that list. You know, the dog whistles they use to say something without really saying it. Man, once again, rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Hearing that news had me shook. My girl is gone, man. Rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Thank you guys for rocking with me on 101.7 The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you follow me across all platforms. I am Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Go over to Facebook. That's where you can find us, The Lunch Break. We over there building a community over there as well. Don't miss out on that. Any day, Monday through Friday, you can find us here live on YouTube. All of your hosts will be live on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth. Man, I'm telling you, when Dolly Parton said, listen, she didn't mind talking about her body. She didn't mind talking about what inspired her look. She was so ahead of her time.
One of the coldest white women.
Man. I like to imagine that was my grandma that had to give my dad up. That's what I like to imagine, y'all. I like to build my own white side of the family because my dad was adopted, just to let y'all know. I build my imagination up. The dope ones get to stay. They're my cousins. But y'all my cousins, too. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We got the Grapevine next. Homer Blow going to be in the building. Am I right?
No, it's going to be the best of the Grapevine. Oh, Homer will be back tomorrow.
Man, Homer going to be back tomorrow. Don't miss that, but right after me, y'all got the best of the Grapevine, and y'all gonna have some good stuff, man. Again, rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Thank you so much to Paul for stopping by the studio and giving us some game. This was a great episode. Thank you again. This is your girl, Maybe Shannon. Don't go anywhere. Let her cook. Let her cook.